to the Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, friends. This is the Summerhill Shuffle Podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Jamie. It's so good to be back with you again. This is a monthly show that I put together to share some music that I find interesting. My hope is that you'll hear something that you like and check out the artist further on your own. Thanks for taking the time to listen. I sure appreciate it. Are you ready for your musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there! Welcome once again to Summerhill Drive. I hope you like my neighborhood. You're listening to episode 4 of the 2020 Summerhill Shuffle season. Thanks for stopping by. How are you enjoying quarantine season? It's so crazy, right? As I put together this episode, I have now been working from home for 7 weeks straight. I mean, I love some working from home, but I never expected this. Well, I hope that you all are doing well out there. I certainly can't complain. At least here in my hometown, we can go outside and exercise. I know some of my friends that live in other countries have not been allowed outside for a significant amount of time. I'm sure that's really hard. I think the best we can do during this season is to think positively, to pray for each other, to check in with each other, and to go easy on ourselves. We've got to understand that none of us have really experienced something like this before. So, what I like to do is to extend grace and kindness and try to muster up a little extra patience when I do have to go out into the world. Hopefully, you can do the same. I'll repeat what I said on the last episode. Please feel free to reach out to me if you are in need. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to help if I can. So, in this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you're going to hear from a sibling duo that grew up right here in North County, San Diego, a country singer from Arkansas who has been gaining a lot of attention over the last couple of years, and a recognizable voice who has been putting out music for 25 years. Plus, we'll go undercover to introduce you once again to an interesting take on a previously released song. If you want to check out more information related to this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those three artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll go undercover. Are you ready?
All right, Chewie. Ready for light speed?
If your people fix the hyperdrive, all the coordinates are set. It's now or never.
Punch it!
They told me they fixed it! I trusted them to fix it! It's not my fault!
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is a brother and sister duo featuring two of my favorite artists making music together and separately over the last 20 years. They are Sean and Sarah Watkins, and together they recently released a new recording under the name Watkins Family Hour. I'll talk more about the Watkins siblings' various projects on the other side of this clip, but for now, let's take a listen to a bit of the single, Fake Badge, Real Gun.
Fake badge and a real gun. You're looking out for your number one. Doing
Watkins Family Hour with Fake Badge, Real Gun off their new release titled Brother Sister, which dropped on April 10th, 2020. I'm very excited to share this new release with you. It is chock full of Americana, bluegrass, folk, and pop songs that I'm really enjoying. Of the album, Jim Hines wrote for Glide magazine that Brother Sister feels bigger than just the siblings, but it is essentially a gentle folk record with lovely instrumentation and gorgeous harmonies. Mike Viola, who has worked with Jenny Lewis and Mandy Moore, produced the album, which features 7 original songs co-written by Sean and Sarah and 3 new covers, a highlight being Warren Zevon's Accidentally Like a Martyr. I like how Fake Badge, Real Gun starts off gentle, with Sarah's fiddle and Sean's guitar playing around each other, and then it breaks into this nice groove. The lyrics are pointed and poignant, and Sarah has said that they address a very current idea of there being a lot of different fake badges that people in society have with very real power and influence attached to them. The pushed bass line and rhythms add to the urgency that then leads into a lovely fiddle solo by Sarah. A bit about Sean and Sarah. They grew up in Vista, California, just north of where I live here in San Diego County. They're part of the trio known as Nickel Creek with Chris Thiele that broke out in 2000, and they've released 6 albums to date, the last being A Dotted Line in 2014. Sean is an accomplished guitar player and has collaborated with many artists over the years, including John Foreman from Switchfoot in a band they call Fiction Family, Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket, Jackson Brown, and most recently on an instrumental album with drummer Matt Chamberlain. Sean has released 6 solo albums. The latest is called This Is Who We Are and was featured on episode 1 of the 2020 Summerhill Shuffle season. Sarah has been just as prolific, recently touring with a trio called I'm With Her, touring with the Decemberists, and lending fiddle and harmony vocals on Mandy Moore's song 15. She has released 3 excellent solo albums, the last being Young in All the Wrong Ways in 2016. It has been so great to see Sean and Sarah around town these last few years. They love collaborating with other artists. Paula and I have especially enjoyed their involvement in a project called For the Sender that was started by local artist Alex Woodard. Alex has brought together many of our favorite musicians over the years, including Molly Jensen, Nina and Dean Cody, John Foreman, Graham Nancaro, and Jack Tempchin. All of these talented individuals came together, inspired to write songs from letters Alex has received from people who have experienced the most profound heartbreak, tragedy, loss, and joy. Most years, we have been treated to an annual Christmas show at either the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach or La Paloma Theater on Highway 101 in Encinitas. I hope you liked that new song from Watkins Family Hour. You can check out the video and a link to the band's website at summerhillgang.com. Next up is a bit of country music from an artist who has been breaking big over the last couple of years. Her name is Ashley McBride, and she just released a new album for Warner Music Nashville called Never Will on April 3rd, 2020. Here's a bit of the title track for you, right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle. Ashley McBride with Never Will, the title track off her second major label album. Ashley has been called a small town truth teller by Rolling Stone magazine, and that description is apt for this album. She gets at the heart of small town life and success earned through hard living. I love this song because it is about staying true to your roots, which Ashley seems to be doing so well. Ashley McBride was born and raised in Waldron, Arkansas. She attended Arkansas State University and moved to Nashville in 2007, where she released an album. After a decade of roadhouse gigs, she released her first major label album in 2017 called Girl Going Nowhere, and ever since she has been growing in popularity. Her latest album comes on the heels of a fabulous year in which Ashley won Best New Artist awards from the Country Music Association, Academy of Country Music, and Country Music Television. Along with Never Will, I recommend checking out the song Stone on this new album. It is such a well-written song. Of the song, Chris Wellman writes for Variety, "It's a somber ballad about family members who seem hard as a rock and being a little bit afraid that you identify with them." The song is dedicated to service members who suffer from PTSD, including McBride's brother, who committed suicide in 2018. I have to say that I was not familiar with Ashley's music before Never Will was released. While doing some research, I came across a video that she posted a few weeks back. It's of Ashley standing in an empty Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, singing the song Amazing Grace. It's tender and touching, and Ashley can hardly get through the tune without tearing up. Definitely a must-watch. I'll post that video as a bonus on the Summerhill Gang website. Well, I hope you enjoy checking out Ashley McBride. She's definitely got some good music out there, and I'm really enjoying this new album. Next up is a new song from an artist who has been writing and performing songs for over 25 years. She hails from Homer, Alaska, and she's also a guitarist, actress, author, and poet. I'm talking about none other than Jewel. Here's a bit of her new song released just a few weeks ago. This is Grateful.
when everything's wrong, when I can't find my song, when darkness is all I see, there is a remedy. It's all the little things that make the world go round. It's all the little things that are most powerful. There's no politician, no sky to die. No one can take the love from my heart. The same.
Grateful from Jewel, the first single from her upcoming album, which will be her 12th studio album and first in 5 years. Jewel Kilcher was born in Payson, Utah in 1974. Shortly after her birth, her family moved to Alaska, where she was raised on a 770-acre homestead. About her childhood, Jewel has said, "We lived far from town. We had to walk 2 miles just to get to the saddle barn I was raised in. No running water, no heat. We had a coal stove and an outhouse, and we mainly lived off of what we could kill or can." That early life certainly influenced Jewel to get by with very little, fight for survival, and go after what she wanted. She left Alaska for Michigan as a teenager and studied operatic voice. Jewel began writing songs on guitar at 16 and performed at local coffee houses. After graduation, she relocated to San Diego, where she lived in her car for a time. She gained recognition by singing at the Interchange Cafe and Java Joe's here in San Diego, and wrote her first hit, "You Were Meant for Me," with Steve Poltz of the Rugburns. She was very popular around San Diego in the early 90s, winning Artist of the Year at the San Diego Music Awards 3 years straight. I love this new song from Jewel. She definitely writes from the heart. Grateful is a song that finds the sunshine in darkness and seems quite appropriate for these days we're in. I really like how the recording starts off with just Jewel's voice and then it breaks into this happy groove. Jewel really digs into the vocals, expressing some heartfelt emotion. A nice horn section adds to the joy of the interludes that lead us back to the chorus. "The sun gonna shine, and in this heart of mine, the sun gonna shine, it's true, 'cause I can always be grateful." Jewel recently wrote on Instagram, "Anxiety has been a teacher to me. I learned that if I was headed into a panic attack, I could hack my way into a dilated state by focusing very hard on a different feeling. I chose gratitude." It's amazing how profound such a single thing can be if you feel it deeply enough. It's a practice I still use today. I'm pleased to release this new song inspired by the transformative capability of a simple feeling. In a recent People article, Jewel said, "My life has been full of crazy obstacles, of insurmountable heartbreaks, and trying to figure out how to deal with crazy situations. I sort of feel like my whole life has prepared me to help right now." She added about the current pandemic, "Our mental health is critical right now. We have to give people the tools and the feeling of connection and being nourished even in their homes." Jewel is offering free mental health tools online through her Never Broken program at jewelneverbroken.com, aiding those suffering from anxiety and depression during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'll provide a link to that website in the show notes for this episode and also a link to the People article I quoted if you want to check it out. Well, I hope you enjoyed those three songs from my recent playlist. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I am diving back into the new release from Sean and Sarah Watkins and Watkins Family Hour. This next song I'm going to play is a favorite of mine. It leads off the album and has this gentle intro that you're hearing now. This is The Cure. That is so good. Sometimes we gotta break down and throw everything away. I avoided the cure, but it found me anyway. That's a happy little tune, but those lyrics sure pack a punch, and I find them to be quite fitting for these times we're living in. I am so impressed with this album. I find myself turning to it quite often when I go out for long runs, and I'm certainly impressed with the work of both Sean and Sarah over the years. The genesis of Watkins Family Hour goes back to monthly variety shows that the siblings would host at Largo in Los Angeles. They would often call in many of their musician friends to join them on stage, playing their own songs or songs of artists that have influenced them. This got them connected with Fiona Apple, pedal steel player Greg Leese, keyboardist Ben Montench from the Heartbreakers, drummer Don Heffington, and bassist Sebastian Steinberg for an album of covers back in 2015. On that Watkins Family Hour debut, they covered songs like Roger Miller's Not in Nottingham from Disney's Robin Hood, Lindsey Buckingham's Steal Your Heart Away, and my favorite, The Grateful Dead's Broke Down Palace. With this new release, Sean and Sarah have created an album they have always wanted to make. Sarah has said, "From the beginning, our goal was to work on these songs to be as strong as they could be, just the two of us." Sean added, "It was just us, in one room, facing each other with some really great mics, often playing and singing at the same time, trying to capture what Sarah and I do in a real way." Well, that's a wrap on the deep cut for this show. Next up, the Summerhill Gang goes undercover. Introduce you to another cool band that creates some interesting covers of popular songs. This time around, I'm going to play a cover performance that is a tribute to one of the greatest artists to ever grace this earth. He left us way too soon, but he left behind quite a musical legacy. Here is Lenny Kravitz with a 2017 tribute from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So cold.
Maybe I'm just
Lenny Kravitz with an incredible band and choir performing When Doves Cry from the 2017 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, a moving tribute to Prince, who tragically passed away on April 21st, 2016. Now, just this last month, we remembered 4 years since Prince's passing, and I thought it would be appropriate to play this song during the Undercover segment. That awesome guitar solo was by Craig Ross, longtime collaborator with Lenny Kravitz, and they are joined by Gail Ann Dorsey, who played for over 20 years in David Bowie's band, on bass. The choir is also quite amazing. The full performance is actually two songs. This song transitions into a moving cover of The Cross, which is one of my favorite Prince songs. Be sure to check out the video posted on the Summerhill Shuffle website or simply search for Lenny Kravitz Prince Tribute on YouTube. Well, mission accomplished. Lenny Kravitz's tribute to Prince is now in your sights. If you have a great cover band or a great cover of a song that you want me to check out, just let me know. It could be featured on a future podcast. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for another episode coming soon. Until next time.
Pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over! Thank you.